Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Shane Beattie, breakfast briefing presenter, with me in studio today to tell us about all of the news that just didn't make the headlines this week. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not bad at all. The best burger, well, one of the best burgers in Europe.
Yes, absolutely. I love a burger. Do you like a burger?
Love a burger.
Where's the best burger you've ever had?
Oh, I'll tell you what I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of a McDonald's burger.
Yeah, I'd go for a chicken
overrated
or something like that, or a chicken nugget at McDonald's, to be honest.
I do like an Eddie Rockets burger.
Yeah.
I like the kind of nice, like a nice burger, but not too posh.
Yeah. Well, my favourite burger was I had it in the K Club, but like it wasn't Mad Money or anything like that, and it was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love a good, I'd always get a burger if it's ever on the menu. So definitely need to go back to Bunsen, because Bunsen
really?
Is our top story. Yes. Bunsen. Have you tried Bunsen?
Yeah, I have.
Quite a limited menu.
Yeah.
And that's the appeal of it. I
thought it was grand. I mean, definitely wouldn't say it's the best burger from Ireland.
Not only that,
in Europe.
It's the third best burger in Europe. Yes.
Really?
So they've been recognised as one of the best burger joints in Europe. This is the global travel site Big Seven Travel. So every year they do a list of the top 50 best burgers in Europe. And as I say, Bunsen has come in third place. Now, how they judge it? They do data from social media audiences, recommendations from their editorial team, and they work out the best buns on the continent is how it's described.
Yeah, I don't like the bun to be too thick either. I don't like it to be too bready.
Now, what I said there earlier on, the menu is quite limited, and that's one of the appeals of it. So you have the option, really, of a hamburger, a cheeseburger, or a double of either. So that's it. A bit of mustard, mayo, ketchup, pickle, lettuce, onion, that's it. They don't do the fancy, fancy burgers. But Big Seven Travel says that Bunsen is an iconic burger joint, and it has just two burgers on its menu. Nothing fancy, nothing over the top. And the other advantage of Bunsen is that the hamburger is a tenner and the chips are under a fiver. So they're saying it's good value too. The best burger in Europe is a place called Black Bear Burger in London. Then we've Tommy's Burger Joint in Reykjavik in Iceland. And in third is Bunsen in Dublin. So not only the top 50, the top three best burgers.
Yeah.
Started by cousins Tom and Finn Gleeson. And there are 8 Bunsen locations around the country as well. So they're big.
We've been asking people on the show today, where is your favourite burger joint? Or where's the best burger in Ireland?
Yeah.
Maybe it is for Bunsen. I have to go back to be convinced.
Yeah, and they still have, last time I was there, isn't the menu a tiny little card?
It is, yeah. Well, that's my memory of it.
Business card size menu. Yeah, so well done to everyone above.
Yeah, congratulations. That's a nice achievement.
Play 500 Miles on the radio. What a great wedding song. And we're playing it for a reason, because we're going to Mayo for our next story. I saw people do this in Kilpatrick and thought that they'd sort of taken leave of their senses, but apparently they're not alone. The idea of walking barefoot. I've never done it. I don't know how they did in Kilpatrick. This guy has gone one step further. He probably actually trained in Kilpatrick, if I think about it, because he's from Mayo himself. But this Irishman has broken the world record for the longest barefoot walk, and it took him 185 days. Imagine that. Half a year, every single day walking barefoot. Eamon Keevening is from Claremorris in Mayo, and he set off on the 4th of March this year in Istanbul. So the idea is he's walking from Turkey to Ireland barefoot, and he has done Turkey, Bulgaria and Hungary, and he's walking through Austria at the moment with his partner, who I understand is wearing shoes, so she's not doing it barefoot. Now, he's not finished his journey yet, but already he has broken a world record, because he has walked more than 3,410 kilometres barefoot. The previous record was 3,409, so he's beaten it by 1 kilometre, but he has 2,000 kilometres left because he's going from Turkey to Dingle.
That is like an absolutely mammoth task. And in his bare feet, I mean, think of all the things. Oh, this is the health and safety heading me now.
Well,
think of all of the different minging things he is.
Yeah.
Well, like, that can't even be safe.
Well, speaking of that, day one, he cut both his big toes while he was walking. He's also been bitten by a dog. He needed a full course of rabies vaccinations, but he's still doing it barefoot. You can follow his journey on social media. He's called Eamon Keevening, and he's raising money for Jigsaw and Friends of the Earth. He's also, as I say, broken a world record airport. I assume he's going to be home by Christmas. If he's done over 3,000 and it's September, the next 2,000 kilometres, he should be home by the end of the year, and he's walking all the way to Dingle.
Somebody definitely needs to offer to give him a free pedi at the end of
it. I don't fancy that job.
No, well-deserved pedicure after that. What are these nappy kits?
So this is a Cork is for our next story, which will really divide people. It's the idea of a cloth nappy. Now, half the people will say great for the environment. The other half will think it's absolutely disgusting. So there's a campaign underway in Cork to get families to switch to reusable nappies. And if you want to make the move, you can now apply for a free cloth nappy starter kit. So Cork has a cloth nappy incentive scheme, and it's led by Voice Ireland in collaboration with the local council in Cork. If you want a free pack of cloth nappies, each kit gives you 10 reusable cloth nappies, 12 reusable cloth wipes, and a waterproof storage bag. When I read this story, I just thought, I'm so glad.
How do you clean them?
I don't know. But I'm so glad this is something I'll never have to worry about in my life, because I just don't know how you even make this decision to go with the cloth nappy. They used to do it years ago,
I will say.
And if you want to get a cloth nappy, you can go on to voiceireland.org. I presume they'll give you tips on how you clean them as well. And also they want to do a follow-up survey so people can share their experiences and help future people who want to turn to cloth nappies.
Oh, into the chapel and where gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
It's a great song, isn't it, for a wedding?
Oh my God, it's amazing. I always think of the Father of the Bride movie. Which actually, the clip from that is back, featuring quite a lot on TikTok recently.
My brother's
such a deadly movie.
My brother's wedding, that song is in the video, and that's
really
how I associate it as well. Yeah. Anyway, wedding bells ringing in Laois this week, because the Laois Nationals tells us that a peaceful medieval church has this week hosted its first marriage ceremony in more than 800 years. It's just incredible. It's the ruins of the 6th century Clonkeen Church. This week welcomed Ciara Burke and Har Kyla for a marriage blessing celebrated by the very famous priest Father Paddy Byrne, and this was on Wednesday. Now, Ciara Burke is from Abbey Leaks, but she now lives in Canada. Her boyfriend Har is from Canada, and they travelled over for the special occasion. So the church, the ruins go back to the 6th century, and then the present day stone church dates back to the 12th century. The official wedding happened in Clonakilty in Cork on the 3rd of September, but we're told that the Clonkeen blessing was the icing on the cake. So I assume more and more people want to get married here, considering nothing has happened for 800 years at this church. People are always looking for unique things for their wedding.
Definitely is.
Certainly unique.
Now, this is how I used to spend my school lunchtime break.
Just to know.
That's the old version of the theme tune.
Oh, I loved it.
When you were in school in the 80s, that was the version you would have known.
Close enough.
1:25 every day it used to be on. That's when I used to watch.
We used to sneak over and watch it during our lunch break.
So good. So good. I loved Home and Away. As I used to watch it every day. I haven't watched it recently. Obviously, we all know Irene, the Queen of Summer Bay, has recently retired. I think in the show, she has some condition and she wants to go travel the world before she dies. But officially, she just said, I've retired, I think after about 33 years.
Seriously?
She really is the Queen of Summer Bay. But anyway, the good news is Irene, played by Lynn McGranger, is going to come to Cork as part of
fantastic.
Her. So she's doing a farewell tour of Home and Away fans. So after 30 years on Home and Away, Lynn McGranger is saying goodbye to Irene Roberts. But fans in Cork and other parts of the country will have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to be part of her farewell. You'll be able to get up close and personal with Lynn. She'll do a Q&A session and you'll get a photo with her as well. The event is happening at the Address in Cork on Sunday the 2nd of November at 6 p.m. Now, I got this from news from Cork, but I also see that she's going to travel around Ireland. So if you want to meet Irene, she's doing events in Limerick on the 29th of October, Galway on the 30th, Dublin, 31st of October, Kilkenny on the 3rd of November, and Waterford on the 4th. So no excuse not to meet a legend.
Yeah, absolutely. What are your plans for the weekend?
The Late Late Show's back tonight, so I'll be sitting and watching that. Very excited.
You want to sit in deliberately to watch today?
Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie are on.
Well, in fairness, it is a lineup.
What are you about for the weekend?
I'm going to Sligo tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, the Relay for Life.
Oh, yes.
Cancer charity event is on at the ATU in Sligo, so I will be there. I'm not taking part in the 24-hour relay, but I am there working at it.
With Shane Filan?
Yes, Westlife Shane Filan will be there and all of his family. Obviously, he and his family are the ambassadors for this because a huge connection from Sligo. Both Shane's parents unfortunately passed away from cancer as well. So this is, I'm sure, to be a very emotional event for them and for the entire family. Really looking forward to it. Actually, people can still come along if they'd like. You can't still register. The registration to take part as a relay over the 24 hours is closed. But if people just want to come along and enjoy the fun, you can actually, you know, do a lap around as well. There's a really nice, really intimate sort of remembrance candle service that they do as well. I've actually the list on my own Instagram account. Okay. You know, the itinerary, what's happening. There'll be music, there'll be great fun as well.
Yeah.
And it's all kicking off from 3 p.m. tomorrow.
I've been at Relay for Life on the Curragh and it's incredible. A really moving event as well. Hopefully you get the weather. I think tomorrow's okay-ish. Compared to what we've had recently, I think it's okay.
We'll take it.
Bring your rain jacket.
Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter, back 6 o'clock Monday morning.
Thanks a million.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.